सक्तः कर्मण्य विद्वांसो यथा कुर्वन्ति भारत कुर्याद् विद्वांसथा सक्तश चिकीर्षुर्लोक संग्रहम्। भगवद गीता 2.25 कृष्णा इज कंटिन्यूइंग हिज डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ हाउ वन शुड चूज वन्स कोर्स ऑफ एक्शन by proper philosophical understanding as well as by proper consideration of sociological consequence of one's choices. So here he is saying that saktaha means those who are attached, karmanya avidvamsos, the karmanya means the inaction, so sakta the attached do actions and they are avidvamsos. They are not in knowledge. So there are two disqualifications. They are ignorant and they are attached. The two are actually related. The more ignorant we are of our spiritual identity, the more attached we become to our material activities. Because then material activities remain the only source of pleasure for us. Yatha kurvanti bharata. That, bharata, so here bharata is used to refer to Arjuna, descendant in the Bharata dynasty. Yatha kurvanti. So, just as the ignorant and attached people act, similarly, kuryad vidvam satha sakta. Similarly, those people with the opposite characteristics of them. That means, they were avidvam, these are vidvams. These are knowledgeable, enlightened. And they were saktaha, these are asaktash. These are detached. Kuryad vidvam satha saktash. Chikirshur lokasangraham. They too act in that way for the purpose of loka sangraha. Loka sangraha, this is the word coming for the second time now. Krishna has talked about earlier in 3.19, tasmad sakta saktam karyam karma sam. Actually, he talked in 3.20, karmanai vahi samsiddhim asita janakadaya loka sangraha mevapi sampashyan kartum arhasi. So, loka sangraha. So, for the welfare of people, the word sangraha actually means assimilation, sustenance. So, for the maintenance of the worlds. So, Krishna is telling over here, again giving to general principle. So, there is an alteration between the concrete and the abstract, between the example and the precept. So, Krishna has given the precept before in the verse 19 and prior to that, and then in 20th he gives the example of Janaka, then again 21st he gives the principle of another principle, broader principle apart from the principle of acting with detached action, acting with detachment, that was setting example for society in general. Then 22nd, 23rd, 24th Krishna again gives the example of himself, and now after giving that example he is coming back and he is stating that therefore, one should act. Therefore, you should act. And now he's emphasizing on the difference in consciousness, difference in motivation, difference in understanding between people who are acting at different levels. So now, Arjuna basically had the binary notions in his mind. Binary means two notions, this or this. So, either I act and I become entangled, or I renounce and then I stay disentangled. Krishna has introduced a synthesizing option between the two when he has said that you act but with detachment. So, Krishna is telling that in this world, nobody can stay free from action. That's what he told earlier also, the start of third chapter. We all have to act. And here he is saying, the difference between the people at various levels is not in their action, it is in their motivation. So he's giving the difference in motivation in two terms, that the karmakandis, so those are the level at which Arjuna is thinking all action has to be. As Krishna is saying, no, action can be at different levels depending on one's motivation. So those who are karmakandis, for them, they are attached and they are avidvams, saktah and avidvams. They are considering that, oh, if we just do our duties right, then we will get so much results. We will get opulence in this world and we will get heavens in the next world. So they are saktah. Krishna has talked about these people in 2.40-43 when he talked about karmakandi. Yamimam pushpitam vacham. And here he is using avidvams. There he had used avipashtah. Those are non-discriminating. So the essential point that is common in both cases is that Krishna is telling Arjuna that don't go by externals. Don't think that the difference between you and others has to be in terms of actions. Both Duryodhana and Arjuna are going to fight in the war. And both are having similar chariots, both are having similar weapons, both are having similar armors. But there's a huge difference between their consciousness. So, though, how are they avidvams, those who are attached? And understanding that they are not the body, their soul, the soul is eternal. And therefore, they should seek an eternal destination. That has never sunk into them. They just think of progress and success in terms of better material situations. That is something which is not going to be realized. So, Krishna is telling Arjuna, Avriya Saktah Karmanya Avidvam So Yatha Kurvanti Bharata. So, just as they act because they think by doing our duty, we want these results and these results will make us happy, going to heaven, getting a big kingdom, getting this, that, getting so many material things. And that's what they aim for. Now those who are wise, they are asaktahash. They are saktaha and they are vidvams. They're detached and they have knowledge. So that means what? Detached means that they recognize they're not infatuated by things of this world, thinking that if I just possess those things, then I'll become happy. And then they further say that vidvams. Vidvams means that they all have knowledge, that they know the difference between the body and the soul. Then they are seeking an eternal destination for the soul.
So externally, both may act similarly,
but internally, there is a big difference based on their consciousness. And the consciousness is that one is acting for gaining more control and enjoyment in this world, that is the karmakandis, whereas the karma yogis or yogis of any kind, ultimately bhakti yogis, they are acting for with detachment, for gradually getting disentangled from this world. So now the thrust of this verse is, just as they act, you should act. That means what? Don't think that the difference between you and them has to be in terms of your action. The difference can be in terms of motivation, inner conceptions. Now what is the need for acting like them? Actually Krishna is forestalling Arjuna's argument that prior to this, Krishna has told Arjuna that you should set an example for others. And he's given his own example about setting an example. So, now Arjuna may get the question, but you know, these people are attached. And if I act like them, won't I become entangled? Krishna said, no, because you are not attached and because you have knowledge. But they need an example. So, by providing them that example, they will learn and they will also become attached and enlightened. So just like when a child wants to teach, when a teacher wants to teach ABC to a child, the teacher doesn't write ABC and then write class end. Now the teacher actually writes ABC and then writes further alphabets also. And whatever the student is sometimes meant to write, the student is having a lot of difficulty, the teacher may fully demonstrate a sentence or sometimes paragraphs also on the blackboard. So that the message sinks in to the students. Now, similarly, when a person is meant to act, we act but for the purpose of loka sangraha, for the purpose of benefiting others. Now, when the teacher is writing a full alphabet, writes A to Z, say, or is writing basic word combinations and basic letter combinations and words, or is just writing short sentences. Now, the important thing is that it's not that the teacher has to learn anything. The action is similar as the children's, but the purpose is entirely different. So, similarly, Krishna is telling that if you are fighting, your opponents are fighting. Don't assume that because both are doing the same action, so both are the same level of consciousness. No. You are learned and you have detachment. So, you have a higher vantage point, not just in terms of seeing, but also in terms of contributing and benefiting. So, therefore, you are, as a leader, you are seated at a higher vantage point in society, and therefore you should act. And by acting, by seeing you, others will also act similarly. And gradually, although they may be attached and they may be ignorant, but by seeing your example, by learning more about you, and by learning about how you are detached, by how you are aiming for an eternal perfection, gradually, people will be able to also rise to a higher platform. And that principle of rising to a higher platform we talked about in the next verse. Here essentially Krishna says that the differentiation between people who are doing action, it doesn't have to be literally in terms of doing action or inaction, but it can be in terms of, it should be in terms of inner motivation. Thank you.